Okay. ICKS 416, no, 1643. Today is the 15th of May. This is an 81-year-old woman, single, used to be a worker. She says she used to do all kinds of work. She's very confused. She has two children. She lives with her sister, Mary, and Nicholas, her nephew, period. She's not oriented to person, place, or time. She appears quite weak. She has a high risk of fall. She walks. She's wobbly when she walks. She's unstable with her gait. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. The family states that she refuses to go to the doctor. When she goes to the doctor, gets medication, she refuses to take them. When you ask her questions and she gets upset, she starts screaming. At the time of visit, allergy, none, surgery, hysterectomy. Part of her lung was removed at one time because of lung cancer in remission. COVID immunization, none. Let's see, social, she used to smoke. She continues to smoke when she can get out. And when she doesn't get her way, she gets very upset. She doesn't drink alcohol. She lives with her family, period. Family history, mom died at age 92 with dementia. Nothing is known about their father, period. Review of system, weight loss, she's eating very little. She has sundowner syndrome. She's confused. She's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. She's not ADL dependent, requires the help of the family. Refuses to take her medication. She has a history of hypertension. Her blood pressure is quite elevated. Also complains of abdominal pain, but she refuses to go to the doctor or take any medication. She's very agitated, and she clinically and obviously has end-stage dementia, period. Medication, she's quit taking all her medication. One was including blood pressure medication that she's not taking. No history of diabetes reported. The doctor has stated that she probably has had strokes in the past, but she has not had much workup. A review of system as above. She's originally from Natchez, N-A-T-C-H-E-Z, Mississippi. She thinks she's still living in Natchez, Mississippi. Not oriented to person, place, or time. And the review of system also put abdominal pain, off and on, constipation, bowel and bladder incontinence. She smells of urine, complains of headache, dizziness, increased blood pressure, refuses medication, sundowner syndrome, severe ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, especially in the past 4 weeks. Her O2 sat's 92%, her pulse is 100, her blood pressure is 190 over 90. She's a febrile heart, positive two lungs, shallow breath sounds, ronchi, abdomen is soft, but there's tenderness noted throughout the abdomen, neurological moving for all four extremities with no focal deficit, skin shows decreased turgor, or mucosa is dry. Assessment here, we have 81-year-old woman with end-stage dementia. Patient has history of hypertension, refusing medication, sundowner syndrome with behavioral issue, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and history of abdominal pain, refuses workup. Put somewhere in there, allergy, none. Patient meets the criteria for end-stage dementia. Patient's family has given up on taking her to the doctor or providing her with medications that she needs, despite her blood pressure elevation, dizziness, and the vertigo that she's experiencing. She continues to refuse all medication. Thank you. Overall prognosis is grave.